is good, this good is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amazed. Amazing. Yes. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Lord, you're amazing. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2. Verse 8, Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or stand up and pick up your mat and walk? So I prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. And then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man. He said, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, we've never seen anything like this before. Every day, we get to see things that we've never seen anything like them before. We really do. You know? But if we aren't looking for them, we can miss them. I was thinking we are in the midst of the end of the football season. Playoffs. Exactly. Playoffs and Super Bowl to come. And there are always plays that amaze people. And they'll replay them, and they'll replay them, and they'll replay them, and they'll analyze them, and they'll explain why they can't understand how they could do it. And, you know, and we are in an age of the social media and, you know, so people just try to see who can do the next amazing thing. Right? If you ever watch the Ninja Warriors, they have some of those warriors, and they got people that run along on bridges and jump off of buildings, and they do all kinds of stuff, just amazing stuff, and they go viral, and they've got 1 million hits or 2 million hits or whatever, and every time somebody sees one and they haven't seen it before, what do? They tell somebody. Did you see that one? Oh man, that's old history. You know? And so it has to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know? And it just can become like commonplace, and like I don't even look at them, so I don't know. I really don't. I'm not positive how to find them unless somebody sends one to me. I'm more amazed, and I don't know, were you able to show that video today? You know, I'm more amazed to get something like that. Yeah. All of those children, God is taking care of. All of that. Vicky always says, I don't see how they do it. So we send them money, and it's helpful. God can use it, you know? But God is amazing. And as Christians, we should be amazed by God. We should tune in our amazingness, you know, so that our eyes are open, so that we don't let anything that God does become, you know, commonplace. You know, it's no big deal. We're Christians, I think, are guilty of reducing God to God. Their idea of God. You know? can't let God become no big deal. He's a big deal. You know? You can't exaggerate God. You can't. You're not capable. He's above what we can hope or imagine. So it's not like you can blow him out of proportion. You know? It's just the fact that he is like, whoa, mind blowing. Why don't we let our minds just be blown by what he might do? Because he could do it. He could do it. If someone says, that's impossible, we can say, he could do it. He could do it. God has given good gifts to men. There will be people who will do great things in the football game. And people can stand that, but some of those people do great things in a football game and they give glory to God. And that bothers some people. We were at the... I can't remember the name of, you know. Cracker Barrel, that's what it is. It's a restaurant and it's a meeting, you know. And someone just had to explain why we don't need the Ten Commandments in school. I mean, the reasoning made sense to everybody that doesn't know how to make sense. But anybody that has sense is, what's it going to hurt? Would it be so bad if children could read the Ten Commandments? You know? Would it be so bad if your child were encouraged to love the Lord? Or to not take the Lord's name in vain? Or to not lie, cheat, or steal? Well, she didn't think that her child needed to hear about adultery. Is she caught in adultery? Would it be so hard to just say, when you're older, I'll explain it to you? You know, I mean, it's just crazy, but it's like, you know? Because the presence of God is a scary thing to those who want to keep him where he belongs in their life. If I need him, I'll pray. And I'll blame him because he doesn't answer my prayers. You know? Or I'll be sure not to notice when he does. You understand? You know? It's crazy. But it's even crazier if we as Christians lose our amazement at God. Or never allow it to be displayed. You know? You gotta have self-control when it comes to God. That's when we need to let it go. This week, a pod of girls came into jail and I have to give you jail reports because you need to know how amazing God is, okay? He's worthy to be praised. And so they came in and they sat down and I think I was singing, we will run and not grow weary, we'll walk and not faint because we'll wait upon the Lord. And one girl all of a sudden said, how do you do that? How do you do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Before that, she was sitting there, and the guitar began, and she said, I feel like I want to cry. And one of the girls in the back that probably had been encouraging people to come to chapel, I don't know, she said, yeah, first couple of times I came, I cried. I said, why'd you stop? If you feel like crying, cry. Let your emotion with God just let it go, you know? You don't have to mature so you can control it. And then this girl began to explain that she was in jail, that she had been doing fentanyl like crazy. I said, man, you are a miracle. And everything that I would say, she would be able to complete. Her mother had been speaking the scripture to her. Because her mother had been very, 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 very much of a drug addict. And Jesus set her free. So she kept telling her daughter, you know, the Lord will set you free. The Lord will set you free. And on Wednesday, the Lord set her free. And she just got free. As we were praying and singing the last song, she just said, that's it. Hands forward, tears flowing. You know? And I was amazed at the goodness of God. Not amazed that God could do it. I knew God could do it. You know? I told her when she was telling me, my mom says, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I said, I love your mother. In a holy way, you know? Because she's been telling you. And today's your day. Amazing. Amazing. God is amazing. Just thinking about the Lord. You see, we need to think about the Lord. We need to consider His ways. And He could do it. He could do it. I don't care what it is, He could do it. Because God is for us. He is for you. He is for me. God is amazing. We can, like I said, I was thinking about, you know, seeing everything that God does. Now, we just don't see it all. But you know what? We could imagine some of those things. What God is doing. You know? I thank God on my way over to Pier all the time for what He's doing in preparing people's hearts. I thank Him for He's going to be here when church begins. I thank Him that He's got the place ready. You know? I thank Him. I thank Him that He spoke to Vicki this morning and she had a devotion about the importance of worship. You know? Worshiping God in a spirit of holiness. It's not, well, let's get done with this. You need to think in reality. When we get done with the music, what are you stuck with? Me. Huh? I mean, I appreciate that you look forward to it. But I suspect that if we have that mindset in worship, we're actually looking forward to the end of it. You know? Because obviously, I've got nothing to say that you don't know. Right? So let's get into the best part. Worshiping God. It's a great time to pray that I might have something that's worthwhile. You know, I'm being facetious. But you know, we don't think about those things. I know. You know? But we're not like we worship God. We don't do a couple of songs. We sing unto the Lord a new song. We saturate ourselves in His presence. That's what it's about, you see. I've never had a quote worship set where we were going to start and where we were going to end. I have an ear to hear when the Lord has us prepared. You know? I do. And I know this. I had a message just last week, and they're going to have the State of GLOW meeting in the Capitol over in Pierre, and they asked if I would consider leading the worship. I said, of course. And that was from a person that I sort of know, and I know she's a worshiper. And she said, and then she said, so I'll give you the number of the one that's the head of it, and she'll let you know what we need. And by the time it had reduced itself to the one that was ahead of it, she said, pray about a couple of songs that you'd like to lead us in worship. Now that's a whole different thing of will you lead us in worship to pray about a couple of songs. What if it takes 12 songs for the people to worship? What if it takes 15 songs until God's eased into his story? You know, what if, but that's okay. I'll find out the rest of the story. But it was like my enthusiasm, God forgive me, sank just a tiny bit. Because the next thing they're going to say is, okay, what are they? And can we put them up on the screen? When I do things like that, I can keep them so simple that it's just praising God, that you can pick up the four words of the chorus. But that's okay, you know, we'll find out. But the whole thing is, it's like, we don't control what God does. We should not think that we control what God does. We should enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We should just come into his courts with praise. You know, Fred sprints in here, whenever he sprints in here, hey! He's ready to praise the Lord, you know? I don't get used to praising the Lord, if you know what I mean. You see, I want to keep my amazement with God. Isn't he wonderful? He's amazing. He's not just preparing a place for me in heaven. It's a great thing that he does. I appreciate it. But he's got so much more for us here on earth. I take that back. He doesn't have more for us here than we've got there, but he's got more for us here that we need to draw out, that we need to look forward to, you know, that we go, oh yeah, you know, that we're talking about the next day, you know, because you know, the divisional, the conference, the championships are today in the football, and it's going to be all the talk to anybody that cares about football. I care about football. I like it, especially at this time of year. We catch a few plays. The streaming TV now says you can catch up to the game on great plays, you know. And so, whatever they are. Anyway, you know, and so sometimes we catch up. Sometimes it's too many plays, you know. 29 plays. Oh, never mind. I'll just speed read. I'll just go through and be able to, you know, to see it. I mean, it isn't, it's okay, and, you know, but it's nothing like God. It's nothing like the glory of the Lord. I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. It just isn't my main attraction. You know? It was for years. It was my main attraction. My life went according to how my team did. Mad or sad or glad, you know? But I'm amazed at God. And so if somebody's got a great play that they want to talk about and say, isn't it amazing the gifts that God gives people? Because they couldn't do it without God. We can do nothing without him, so Jesus said. Do you think that just applied to reading our Bible and praying? No. You really can't do anything without God. Without me, you can do nothing. the maybe underlying subscript of that would be, you know, you'll do better with me. You know? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Oh, I wanna see him. I do want to see his glory. I do, but I don't know what I'd see when I saw his glory. Why did Moses say, Lord, I want to see your glory? He was inspired, something, I don't know. Hiding in the crack of a rock, and he was changed forever. I want to be changed forever. Don't you want to be changed forever? You know? Don't you wanna get just a little closer? Don't you want to be amazed by God? You can be. Every breath we take is really amazing. It is. It is. And then it all works, you know. And then you reduce that down to your first breath, and it's a baby coming out of the womb, and then all of a sudden going from liquid to oxygen, you know. And so I was being amazed, you know, by Jesus. And I don't know if I said it last week or I just read it this morning, but I was praying and I was thinking about Jesus. And how he stepped from heaven into a womb. A womb. Now I don't know. He's seen it before, but I don't know. Did he remember his time in the womb? Or was he like us? Any of you remember your time in the womb? No. Any of you remember your birth? Do you remember the first breath you took? Are you glad you took it? Huh? That's amazing, isn't it? You know, it's amazing. I don't remember. I suppose I cried. I think I was loud when I was young. I don't know. You know? But he's amazing. You see, we can be amazed. We can just sit in a chair and get amazed if we just think, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. What'd he do? He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time, and I love to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Boom, boom, boom. I love to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. You know, when you get done here and you go home, or maybe you stop in the back, look in the mirror and go, look what the Lord has done. Get excited. Get excited. You know? See your friend down the street. Look what the Lord has done. I'm amazed by God. And I wanna keep that. You know? When I'm with the Lord, sometimes I feel like a child more than an adult. You know? I don't all that often feel like an adult, but I feel like a child in the presence of God. You know, I want to maintain my excitement. You know, 40 years ago, I talked to the Lord. I said, "This has got to just keep improving, or I'll lose my focus." You know, and I never imagined it could be like this. I never imagined the joy set before me. I'm amazed. And if we stay amazed with God, if we never cease to allow him to amaze us, if we just look, you know, in the football games, you know, they have like 900 cameras going. You know, it's like they got cameras on everything. And so they see things that we don't see. And then they play them for us. Some amazing block that someone made. Some sneaky face mask that they made. You know? I mean, they got all of that, so they're showing everything. And so you got the left tackle being a superstar. You know, people see what he does. And then sometimes you see things that I never thought about when I played the game, is they'll say, it was that block that sprung him. And so they'll show the replay of it. And I always had this idea that if you were going to block somebody, you needed to knock them down. But they're like rejoicing in a block, and all the guy really did was just get in the guy's way. He couldn't make a tackle. Do you know that is a block? Never occurred to me at the time, you know. Just interference. What does worship do? Worship runs interference for us, doesn't it, Vicki? You know? Worship. You wake up in the morning and you worship. You're avoiding accidents. You're avoiding, you know, whatever. It's God. That's amazing. God interferes for us. God protects us. Thou, O Lord, art a shield to me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. And I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I don't have to have anything in particular to just exalt him about. Praise God. You know? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Sometimes at jail, you know, one person will come into the pod by themselves. I say, oh, praise the Lord. God has got something for you today. I'm so thankful you're here. I preach to the chairs during this period, but you're here, you know? And it never fails that when somebody comes alone, they have a reason. They may not come alone knowing the reason, but God brings it out. God, it's just amazing, you know? And he's amazing in your life. He's amazing when you're awake. He's amazing when you're sleeping. He's amazing when you go out. He's amazing when you come in. He's amazing. He's amazing. God, you're amazing. God, amaze me. That's not a bad prayer, you know? Amaze me. Wow, I took a breath. That's amazing. It is. It is. You know it. I know you're just waiting. Just why don't you stop and let us loose? We want to go out and be amazing. I will. If you're ready to be amazed. If you've stoked your amazing fire. If you've considered how amazing you are with Christ in you. If you're ready to work that out, you know? Every move you make, every breath you take, every move you make, every breath you take, I'll be watching you. God's watching you. Just to be amazed, you see? You see, it's like, it's always interesting when you have two grandmas talking about their grandchild. Because the grandchild is so amazing. You know. And the other grandma says, oh yeah, and their grandchild, yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because sometimes it gets into a one-up contest, you know. It's like, oh yeah, it's like the old story with James Robinson and he was, a guy came up to him and said, if you'll come with me, we can go and I can show you where to catch the nicest catfish. And James said, oh, why don't you come with me? I'll show you how to catch bass. They're really the fish. And James got in the car, and his wife said, James, do you know what you just did? That man was offering you his best to go catch catfish. And you had to tell him about your bass. I believe that the end of that story was James learning about catching catfish. And he crawled and apologized. You know? Yeah. But you can never go wrong being amazed by God. Tell me the stories of Jesus that I love to hear. Tell somebody your story of Jesus. Tell somebody how amazed you are with how amazing God is. Fear not. People are ready, remember? Last week we said show somebody. Today we'll move it to amaze somebody. Amen? So Lord, we are pleasantly overwhelmed with your goodness, rejoicing in how amazing you are. Holy Spirit, flood our hearts and our minds. Let the power of God flow out of us into the lives of those that are searching more than they know that they're searching. And encouraging those who never even knew how much they needed to be encouraged. Yes, Lord, you are amazing. And you have, in fact, made us amazing. By your grace, we're saved through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And you're ready to save everyone because you don't want anyone to perish. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are ready to be inspired and amazed by you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any additions or corrections? I'm here.